Okay, good morning, everybody. We're up to Tehillim Lamed Gimel, so I thought it'd be appropriate as we're discussing the poetic words of Ne'im's Miros Yisrael, of the poet laureate of the Jewish people, David HaMelech. So I thought it'd be good to begin with a musical analogy to help understand what Mizmor Lamed Gimel is all about. So let's say I go to the New York Philharmonic. It was a time in my life when I was able to do that a little bit more often. Some appreciation of classical music, and I'm sitting there and I'm listening, and the music is very beautiful. It's Brahms, it's Chopin, it's Mozart, whatever it is, Rachmaninov. And so I have a certain level of appreciation. And I'm sitting next to, or today was 6 feet away from, with a mask, I suppose, whenever that is allowed again. An individual who's a concert-level pianist, and that person is sitting next to, or 6 feet away with a mask, from somebody who's a composer, and happens to be the conductor of the Philadelphia Philharmonic, and is taking the night off to come here to the New York Philharmonic. So as Kalim, as vessel, so we'll have completely different experiences of what's going on. So I'll hear the music and I'll understand maybe 2%, maybe 3%. It sounds very beautiful, but I'll have no appreciation the way that the classical pianist next to me, who's trained in terms of the interpretation, in terms of the chidushim, that let's say it's a Brahms piano concerto. So the interpretation, the way that they're emphasizing a certain part of the score, and the way that they're presenting the music, I'll have no sense of that chiddush. It'll just go completely over my head. I won't be able to process that, and that person, right, the concert level pianist, won't be able to appreciate the way that the conductor sitting next to them is appreciating how at exactly the right moment. So this this conductor is bringing in the wind and is bringing in the cello at this point, the bass at this point, which is a little different than the way it's traditionally done, but they're giving it their own interpretation. That is to say, our appreciation of the things that we witness and the things that we experience is directly correlated to the extent to which we have the infrastructure necessary for said appreciation. And so it's not necessarily a reflection on the concert, how much I enjoyed or not, but it may very much indicate something about me. A person could go to the greatest shir that's ever been given, but they've never learned Talmud before, so it won't be very enjoyable. But if somebody has an appreciation, so they'll appreciate it at a very, very different level. So that's really what Mizmor Lamed Gimel is about. Ranenu tzadikim badunoi layisharim nava sehila. That for people who are tzadikim, and even more so, as we've emphasized, as yisharim, people who are fundamentally right, Anshe Emes Tzonevatza, as we say in this week's parsha, so they have an ability to praise Hashem. They have a deeper level of appreciation of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really all about. The Mitzudas David comments, Lahem no'e lahalal Hashem ki hema yaskilu maki mikavod godlo. As the Pasuk goes on to say, just a few psukim later in Dalet, ki yashar devar Adonai v'chol maseo b'emuna, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'atzmo b'mahuso, in his essence, he's fundamentally truthful. Chosam shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes, the Gemara Masechta Yuma. So people who have that degree of rectitude and morality and integrity, so they can appreciate that in a much different level than the average person. Oh, hey, tzedakah mishpat. Not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a source of tzedakah mishpat, they say every single day, melech ohev tzedakah mishpat. And so for people for whom tzedek and mishpat is everything, who just are never able to become associated with sheker, midvar sheker tirchak, and how necessary is that in today's world? So their appreciation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so much deeper, because when they see something who's kulo emes and kulo emuna, faithfulness, ohev tzedakah o mishpat, so ranenu tzadikim v'Hashem layisharim nava tzisila. That is internally in Pasuk K, there's really something remarkable about Hashem that we should stop to appreciate. Ohev tzedakah o mishpat, chesed Hashem mala ha'aretz. So even, normally you have people who are very into justice, very into law. So if the bad guy goes to jail, they're happy. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ohev tzedakah mishpat. There's a deep affiliation, a deep attachment a love of tzedakah or mishpat, and at the same time, overflowing chesed, right, with malice toward none, with charity for all. Again, the Metzudas David comments, chesed Hashem, mala ha'aretz, osa chesed im kol habrios. Im kol habrios means with tzadikim, it means with the rishayim, that there's overflowing chesed. It's what we call the Yivgim Amidos Harachamim, Rav Chesed, just abundant amount of Chesed, and we're supposed to be the same way. We have to cultivate within ourselves an intolerance for deceit, an intolerance for sheker, an intolerance for injustice. Ohave Hashem sinura, because Ohave Hashem, by definition, are Ohave Tzedakah Mishpat. But at the same time, we have to be able that when we're dealing with others, when we're dealing with ourselves, we have to maintain those standards. When we're dealing with others, we can't keep score. And we have to be kind, and we have to be charitable, and we have to be forgiving. Chesed Hashem Mala Haaretz V'Alach B'Drachov Ma'hu Rachum Ma'hu Chanun. So we're supposed to imitate these virtues as well. And the truth is, I just wanted to read pasuk by pasuk, the concluding part of the Mizmor, which deals with how fortunate we are to be subject to divine scrutiny. Now, again, being subject to divine scrutiny may not feel like the most pleasant thing in the world, but the reality is, what an opportunity is when the yardstick by which we're measured is tzedek, mishpat, and chesed, so we have a constant opportunity to ask ourselves, how well are we reflecting those values? How much are we living up to Bidvar Sheker Tirchak? How much are we living up to Lo Sameit Ses Levav Chalachicha Avyon? So the Pasuk says, Ashrei Hagoy Asher Adonai Elohav Ha'am Bachar L'Nachalalo. Pasuk Yud Beis. How fortunate we are to be under the divine microscope. Mishamayim hi bit Adonai ro'as kol b'nei ha'adam. Mimchon shifto hishkia achal kol yoshe aretz. God can look at the entire world. Hayotzer yachad libam ha'mevin al kol ma'aseh minas. Not only our actions, but hayotzer yachad libam. He sees everything that's in our hearts. Ein ha'melech nosha b'rov chayal gibor le'yinatzel b'rov koach. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in total control. We have to know, no matter how powerful a person is, they're not powerful relative to Hashem. Sheker hasutz l'tshua. You can have a sus, you can have a tank, you can have a drone, you can have a, you know, computer virus, whatever the newest technology is that you think is going to win you the war, it's not going to work. Berov chelo lo yimaleid. Hine ein adonoi al yireyav la miyachalim lachazdo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at those who understand, who have reached the wisdom, Reishis chachma yiras Hashem, that know that they need divine assistance. L'hatzel mimavos nafsham lachayosam barav. Nafshenu chiksal Adonai Yizreinu Maginenuhu, and therefore we put our trust in Hashem, again, without abandoning Hishtadlus irresponsibly. Kivo Yismach Libenu, Kivashem Kotcha Vatachnu, Yihi Chazdecha Adonai Aleinu. As the Malbim says, Kasher Yichalnu Lach, it should come right away. So, Ashrei Hagoy Asher Adonai Elohav Ha'am Bachar L'Nachal Alo, we should have a sense of true joy and appreciation for being the Am HaNivchar. That's this week's parasha. V'atem tiuli mamlechas kohanim v'goy kadosh. Eile hadvarim asher tedaber al v'nei Yisrael. We're privileged to be able to be in that position. And we're privileged to be able to always remind ourselves that the yardstick by which Hashem is measuring all of us is the yardstick that is definitional of His essence. Ohev Hashem, tzedakah u'mishpat, chesed Hashem alah haaretz. Can we manage to achieve that dichotomy on ourselves? On the one hand, to be truly ohave tzedakah u'mishpat, of justice and righteousness, and to recoil and to be totally repelled by sheker, to be repelled by dishonesty, to be repelled by injustice, right? On the one hand, and at the same time, to be able in our dealings with others who may be don't always live up to the standards and expectations. Chesed Hashem, mala haaretz osa chesed, like the Mitzvah says, yim kol abrios, and to be able to live as compassionately and as forbearingly as that is an immense challenge, but something that I think we could all aspire to. Everybody have a great day.